So let me ask those of you who are single a question. Those of you who have yet to marry but are at a marrying age. Whose wisdom are you relying upon when it comes to making decisions about the big and small things in your life? Are you pursuant of marriage just because that's the next thing our culture says that is supposed to happen in your life? Listen, our culture can't decide what makes a girl or a boy a boy. I don't think I will let culture determine the timeline of my life. Are you pursuant of marriage because you think you need it to complete your life? Well, then what are you going to do when you read Luke chapter 14, verse 26, when it says, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, and yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Do you choose to remain single because you think it elevates your spiritual credibility? Or are you pursuant of marriage or singleness because it's the best way to serve in the kingdom of God? This is not just a question for virgins or for singles or young people entering into the stage of their life where marriage is an option. This is a question for all of us. Whose wisdom are we relying upon when it comes to making big and small decisions in our lives? Who is our North Star? I pray that you will pray about those questions. And when you do pray today, please remember Michael and Sharon Quillman, our missionaries in Zambia. And also remember the Aymara Lifeword broadcast that's heard in Peru and Bolivia.